Biden whistleblower emails. Chinese energy company gave $5 million non-secured, forgivable loan to Biden family. By Matthew Boyle on October 22, 2020. A 2017 email from a top official with a Chinese energy firm, provided by a whistleblower to U.S. Senate investigators, demonstrates the terms of an agreement included officials with the firm giving a $5 million non-secured, forgivable loan to the Biden family. The email, sent to Sinohawk Holdings CEO Tony Bobulinski, shows how a top official with SFC Energy, a now bankrupt and defunct energy company based in China, offered to wire $10 million into an account to begin operations, $5 million worth of which would be a non-secured forgivable loan to the BD family, which means the Biden family. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer spent 4.5 hours with Bobulinski before he went public and discussed these communications in particular regarding this loan during that meeting. According to Schweitzer, the Chinese energy company officials were going to put $10 million into an account, $5 million of which was designated as a non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. Schweitzer said this would constitute significant leverage the Chinese energy company officials would have over the Biden family. In a way, this would give SFC greater leverage over the Biden family than simply giving them a gift or bribe, because if they were dissatisfied with what the Bidens were doing, they could ask for their money back, Schweitzer told Breitbart News when asked about the arrangement upon the public release of Bobulinski's emails. The email also says that $5 million loan is interest-free and asks how that $5 million would be used, and if used up, whether SFC should lend more money to the Biden family. This email further fleshes out details surrounding the controversial arrangement first uncovered by U.S. Senate investigators in a recent Homeland Security Committee report, and later further uncovered by a bombshell New York Post story on emails retrieved from Hunter Biden's laptop. Bobulinski's new emails add to the story by including terms of the financial arrangement behind the wire transfer that SFC officials made into a firm aligned with the Bidens that then made significant payments to Hunter Biden's own firm, a wire transfer and financial payments that were first exposed by Senate investigators. The New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop emails added more information to this questionable arrangement by revealing emails that showed how Biden associates intended to divvy up the cash from the Chinese investors. These new emails from Bobulinski add more to the picture by showing that the agreement was that this payment would serve as a non-secured forgivable loan, and that the SFC side of the arrangement understood that the then forthcoming payment, which Senate investigators confirmed was made just 2 weeks after these discussions, would serve as a loan to the Biden family, not just to Hunter Biden. This email is part of a broader trove of documents that Bobulinski provided to U.S. Senate investigators with the Homeland Security and Finance Committees, and also to media outlets including Breitbart News. Other media outlets are reporting on the emails as well. According to the Senate Homeland Security Committee's recent report, $5 million was wired directly into the account in question 2 weeks later, and then Hunter Biden's firm spent the next year wiring $4.8 million from there into his own firm's account. SFC was a controversial energy company, as Breitbart News has reported. The owner of SFC, Yu Jianming, was among the most ambitious of Chinese tycoons before his business empire collapsed and he vanished into the communist nation's shadowy prison system, Breitbart News' John Hayward wrote earlier this week. Yu was once portrayed as one of China's greatest rags-to-riches stories. A humble park ranger who began making successful oil investments in his 20s and became a billionaire before he hit 40. He was marketed as an affable businessman foreigners could feel safe making deals with. Well-connected but not an obvious tool of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. SFC is at the center of the burgeoning Biden scandal. When Bobulinski went public on Wednesday night, he was the first source on one of the emails that the New York Post published from Hunter Biden's laptop retrieved from a computer repair store in Delaware. One such story that the Post published was about Hunter Biden and the Biden family seeking a deal with SFC. And in those original emails, James Gillier of J2CR emails Bobulinski about remunerations packages related to the SFC deal. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine, Bobulinski said in his statement issued publicly. Bobulinski had been, sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News, cooperating with the Wall Street Journal for an investigation it is working on. But since the journal has not published its story several days later after its staff had indicated it would, Bob Alinsky decided to go public on his own on Wednesday night and make clear he is cooperating with Senate investigators. In the original email, published by the New York Post, from Hunter Biden's laptop, Gillier references a breakdown of how money acquired would be distributed throughout the firm of which Bob Alinsky was CEO. The email says at one point that 10 held by H for the big guy. In his nearly 700-word statement, Bob Alinsky confirmed the authenticity of that email and further explained its meaning, including that the big guy was a reference to former Vice President Joe Biden, the 2020 Democrat presidential nominee, himself. What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through SFC/Chairman Yi and the Biden family, Bob Alinsky said. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line.